Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. We have grains going out at their best levels of the month. We have livestock futures, more importantly, cattle futures, going out at their worst prices of the month. So starting on the grain trade, the index funds have decided it's no fun being short wheat anymore. They just never really got any money out of it since December of last year, and their gains are just slipping away. And the market turnup that got underway early last week continues today with Kansas City wheat, despite rain forecasts of areas that are dry, catching moisture here yesterday, today, through next week, doesn't matter. Up 21 cents, May, Kansas City, 583. New crop July up 20 at 596. In Chicago, May contract up 21.5, 596. July gaining 20.5 to 602.5. Minneapolis wheat, the dog of the wheat market, breaking out of a five-month trading range, up 15.75 cents today for the May contract, 614.5. September up 13.25, 643. While December higher as well, up about 10 cents here on the bid and offers I'm looking at 659.75. Corn futures tagging 450 here about 10 minutes ago or so, up 6 cents right now on the May contract. That is at 449.75. Export sales, flash sales seen again this morning. We had 257,000 to an unknown destination. Some are guessing maybe South Korea or Turkey, which it's in a conditional tender. But nonetheless, strength there. It has July corn as well, up 5.5. 456.75 on July corn right now, up 5.5 cents. December new crop at 470, up 3 cents. Looks like the insurance rounding out here. We'll probably have the corn 461, 462, down from last year's near 470. Beans, we are higher near the month high, up 10 cents right now. May contract, 1173.5. This keeps that projection of $12 beans plus or minus a little bit still on track, as the July beans up 9 cents, 1185.25. November gaining 4 cents, 1131.5. Looks like $11.07, $11.08 will probably score the average for beans. I think spring week will be about 618 with today's gains on the insurance averaging. Soybean oil up 17 cents at 61.92, with all the meal up 50 cents a ton today, 321.40. I see canola also was higher but turned lower now, $2.20 in Canadian dollars, 690.60. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. On the cattle futures, we are under heavy pressure again for the second day in a row. Liquidation in user index funds are tired of holding cattle as well. They've stalled out, made their highs back in January, and despite the tight number talk, they can't get the markets to improve and take out their discounts to the cash. So further selling from index funds are coming. The box beef market today, higher again. Select is up $3.44, $3.74.23, while choice higher by $1.08, $3.78.97, but that is not good enough. The packers are tired of losing money. There's a packing plant likely to go black due to a strike. We're not sure of whether Greeley, Colorado will be operational next week or not. That's where the fear also is in the marketplace. Some cattle did trade this week, but they're lower. Kansas, looks like we had some lower trade today. The dressed index in the north off some $5 today. I think we're trading 382 to 384 in the dressed. South, some light trade, 243 and 245. They were 247 and 248 last week. Some had 249. So the board under heavy pressure today. February contract expires. It's down $2, 244 looks like the expiration, down 485 on April cattle. That's a new low for the day, 232.05, off $4.37 on the June contract, 229.02 near its lows, August off 395, 227.62 feeder cattle. March, the index is way up there at 372, but the March contract down $6.60 at 355.05. April feeders down $8, $350.75. May feeders off $8.52. They have touch limit down. We're at $346.77. August feeders off $8.40, $346.90. And yeah, November feeders also down sharply, down $7.67 at $339.95. Hog futures are mixed. They'd probably be higher if it wasn't for the feeder cattle and live cattle so weak today. Up 17 cents April hogs, $95.90. Down 17 cents on the June hogs, $109.75. Economic data this morning, producer price index, a little hot, but still we are higher on gold and silver. April gold up $54.30 to a few $5,248. Silver for May up $5.72, $93.30. Dollar index is off 14 cents, $97.60. Bitcoin down $1,945 on the March contract, $65,825. And the crude oil market back higher heading into the weekend. We'll see if Iran plays nice in the sandbox over the weekend. Apparently, the third talks in Geneva, Switzerland have ended. Nothing is signed or agreed to. So crude oil up $1.78 a barrel, $66. Let's just call it $67 right now. Gasoline up 3.25 cents, $2.28.5 a gallon. Diesel fuel up 9 cents a gallon, $2.61.5. Any questions? You can always find, especially talking about this new revenue insurance during the sign-up period of the next 2 weeks, we can help you out. See if your agent is missing something. Call us. Check it out. Heartlandinvest.com, 701-222-0221. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.